The Play Action Podcast is fueled by Picasso's Pizza, where every night is pizza night.
Well, we are here. It's the AFC Championship game. It's Buffalo and Kansas City. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, a meeting that I think a lot of people thought was going to happen ever since the Bills beat Kansas City back earlier in the season. Obviously, they had to beat the Ravens first, as they did. But Mark, these teams are just on a collision course, it feels. Let's get into how the Bills offense matches up against the Kansas City defense. What stands out to you there?
Yeah, well, I mean, speaking of collision course, I think about like when after the Bills 30-21 win over the Chiefs in week 11 in Buffalo, Mahomes met Josh Allen at midfield, congratulated him, and said something like, "Well, let's do it again. We'll be doing it again." And sure enough. So, you know, it's a fascinating matchup. I would say Kansas City has these teams know each other so well. Kansas City has an excellent defense. It is statistically not as dominant as the two teams' defenses the Bills just beat, Denver and Baltimore. I think Baltimore's defense is better. I think Baltimore's defense was the best of the three, and especially playing the best of the three of the last eight games, and the Bills did what they had to do. I was surprised how well the Bills ran on Baltimore. Now the Bills offense has played the two of the top three run defenses by any measure the last 2 weeks, and they have gashed them with the on the running game. Amazing, you know, an amazing performance. Yes, the Bills offense, the Ravens adjusted, the Bills offense slowed down a little in the second half, but I mean, the first half, the Bills had 75% success rate. 75% of their runs were good runs against the Ravens. The Ravens have been allowing like 35% success. It was amazing against that defensive front. So what about the game against the Chiefs? The Bills had a really good game the first time. They held the ball for 34 minutes. They scored 30 points. The Chiefs, interestingly, shut down the run game. It was more Josh Allen's passing in that game, and the Bills did nothing on first down runs. The Bills' six offensive linemen sets didn't do much. But Josh was good passing, despite the fact Dalton Kincaid and Keon Coleman and Spencer Brown missed the game.
Right. When you look at kind of how the guys who missed the earlier Baltimore game came back and made a difference against the Ravens this week, you want to note who was out that game against Kansas City and how they could be big playmakers this week as well. I think to me, Kansas City, it just stands out how much, you know, they give these exotic looks, kind of keep teams on their toes, even though, like you mentioned, the Bills are very familiar with them. That was a point they made back in, week 11, about just how it almost feels like a divisional meeting because they're so used to them.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, the funky look. Steve Spagnuolo is the master at manufacturing pressure. They like average like 8 free rushers on the quarterback a game. The Bills blocked it up well the first game. They only had 3 free rushers on Josh Allen in that first game. But Spagnuolo is going to make, I would say this is the hardest, Spagnuolo is the hardest defensive coordinator to go up against for a quarterback. Because post-snap, he does more to mess up your protections. And it's not always, he's not Brian Flores, a wild blitzer. Just blitz all the time. It's selective. It's a lot of 4-man pressures. You know, but the Bills are going to see blitzers off the edge. They like to blitz their slot corner. They like to blitz Shamari Connor, their slot corner. He's 8th in cornerback blitzes. Trent McDuffie is 15th in slot corner blitzes. But McDuffie's playing more on the outside. So it'll be interesting. I will say Amari Cooper, who, hasn't done much, played a big game in that game. He made some tough catches in that game, and I think they're going to need Cooper, Kincaid, Coleman to do something.
Yeah, I think he's one, Amari Cooper, that I've been waiting to see kind of, is he going to explode in the playoffs? And that has not been the case so far. So I don't know if this could be the week, but I think there is definitely, you know, he helps when he's on the field, but you want to see him make some plays himself too.
Yeah, and he was off, you know, on a key second half pass in Ravens territory. You know, he couldn't get separation on Tre White. And on a out route, and it went incomplete, and he just wasn't, the timing wasn't on with Josh. So, he beat, you know, the weakest link in the Chiefs secondary is Najee Johnson, a seventh round draft pick. Cooper beat him for a couple throws. One of them, though, was good coverage. It's just Cooper made a great catch on the sideline for a 25 yard gain. You know, the Chiefs are going to make it tough. You're going to have to throw, you know, tight window passes. Fortunately, Josh, you know, is great at that. Again, I think this is an easier game. Easier is a bad word. I think the Ravens defense has more talent overall. One interesting thing to watch is the Chiefs have three really good linebackers. Mm-hmm. In Nick Bolton, Drew Tranquil, and Leo Chenal. And they played a lot of 4-3 against whenever the Bills used Alec Anderson, and they shut it down. That'd be interesting to see how Kincaid factors into that. With Kincaid on the field, he's more of a mismatch against a linebacker. So I think Kincaid needs to be have a big, good game. The Buffalo Bills defense just survived a colossal challenge against two greats, Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. Now they got to do it again against Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Mahomes might pass Brady. He's ahead of Brady right now, like at this point in his career, going for three straight Super Bowl wins, which has never been done. Marlon Humphrey, I think, came out, the Ravens cornerback, and said, you know, just let's have somebody beat the Chiefs, please. And I think he's speaking for, you know, all of America outside the states of Missouri and Kansas. So it's, you know, it's a big challenge for the Bills against Patrick Mahomes, as always.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Bills themselves, their own team Twitter just called it the matchup that needs no introduction. And I think that's almost true in a sense of Josh versus Patrick, you know, obviously not up against each other directly, but just kind of this meeting of quarterbacks has been, you know, such a statement, just a reflection of the NFL and what the quarterback play is these days. And that's a big testament to both of them. But let's get into this Kansas City offense and how it kind of is looking right now versus how it looked a few weeks ago. They are healthier. Which I think will be a big factor.
Yeah. The funny thing is the Chiefs offense isn't as good as it was in 18, 19, 20, 21 when they had Tyreek Hill. Their passing game, I mean, they stole a Super Bowl win last year with a unexplosive passing game. And their passing game has been unexplosive again this year. They're 14th in yards, they're 14th in passing yards, they're 15th in scoring. Mahomes is, let's see, he's got 10 completions of 20 or more air yards. That's 29th in the league. He's got 42 attempts on downfield passes. That's 27th in the league. So it has been an unexplosive offense this year, but they have overcome it because Mahomes is so great on third downs, and they're number two in the NFL on third downs. So it is just incredibly hard to get them off the field.
Yeah, it's painful for opposing fans, actually.
Painful,
you know.
Yes, it's painful.
You get them into third and whatever, and you're like, all right, we've got a chance, and Mahomes just finds a way to make it happen time and time again.
They are a very frustrating team to watch for opposing fan bases. I mean, yes. And let's not forget, third down pass defense has not been wonderful for Buffalo. Chiefs are second in third down offense. Bills are 29th in third down defense conversion rate. So,
yeah,
you know, can the Bills get them off the field? Now, you know, the Kansas City offensive line forever and ever has had the greatest middle three in the league, with Joe Tooney at left guard, Creed Humphrey, all-pro center, and right guard, a monster, Trey Smith. Trey Smith's a Pro Bowler. Creed Humphrey, first-team All-Pro. Tooney, first-team All-Pro at left guard. But they've had all kinds of problems at left tackle all year long. So finally, they said, to hell with it, we're going to move Tooney out to left tackle. He's a guard. He is so fundamentally sound. He is a capable left tackle, but that's not his main position. He's got 32-inch arms. Deion Dawkins has 35-inch arms. That's the prototype. So he's got short arms. He's got guard arms. I'd be interested to see how much the Bills put Greg Rousseau, the freak of nature, pterodactyl, on Joe Tooney to try to win there. And then at right tackle, they got the human false start in Juwan Taylor,
yes,
who has, I've lost track of how many penalties he's had, but a lot. He had another one against Houston. And so, you know, that's where the Bills have to win. And so by moving Tooney over, they had to insert Mike Caliendo, undrafted, second-year guy. This will be only his fourth start in the league, as a pro.
Yeah, it's interesting when their offensive line had been, you know, just kind of so set for so long. I've got Taylor down for 18 penalties. So yeah, human false
huge
start.
Huge amount.
Yeah, holds up. But yeah, I think, you know, it starts kind of in the trenches, as Sean McDermott always says, and just kind of what this offensive line is able to do against the Bills' defensive line.
And the Bills had no Milano, of course, in their first meeting, and no Duane Smoot. The Chiefs did not have Isaiah Pacheco. I love Isaiah Pacheco, their running back. It's kind of head scratching. And also, I remember a quote from Andy Reid the day after the game, and he said, I probably should have called some more runs when it was all said and done against the Bills. Pacheco didn't play in that game. He hasn't been doing much lately. He's at 5-for-18 in the playoff game, 6-for-18 against Pittsburgh, 9-for-26 against Houston, 13-for-23 against Cleveland, 14-for-45 against the Chargers. All good run defenses, it should be pointed out, but he should be gaining more yards than that. So that is an encouraging thing for the Bills, that they haven't been able to get him going. And really, in last year's playoff loss, that was the whole, the Bills never stopped the Chiefs. It was terrible. Obviously, the Bills had injuries, yada, yada, yada. We don't need, but the Bills couldn't stop their running game. So, you know, that's a fascinating matchup. I think Andy Reid's going to throw all the exotic runs, end arounds with the receivers, fake misdirects and pitches to Pacheco. I think Pacheco should get 15 carries in this game for them. If Pacheco gets 20 carries, they win. It should be said, though, that the Chiefs finally now at the end of the season have all of their wideout weapons that they, well, almost all, that they were hoping to have. Obviously, they lost Rashee Rice, their best receiver, at the very start of the season. But they got Marquise Brown back, and he's a 4.27 speedster. They got Xavier Worthy, their first-round pick, 4.21, fastest player in the NFL. And then there were the Juju Smith-Schuster, usually actually starts. DeAndre Hopkins is their third receiver. But he hasn't been doing a lot. But they're with Brown back in the lineup the last three games, they are, I will say, potentially more explosive than they have been through most of the regular season. So I think I don't see the Bills playing as much in the box as they did against Baltimore.
let's talk for a bit just about the magnitude of this game. Obviously, the winner goes on to the Super Bowl. That is huge in and of itself. But this matchup, this meeting between Buffalo and Kansas City over and over in the playoffs, I think just makes it an even bigger game for kind of a Bills legacy purpose.
Yeah, no doubt about that. The win over Baltimore was a victory for the Bills coaching staff. No doubt. They changed things up. They got over that hump against Baltimore. But now it's the same, you know, the mountain, Mount Olympus, Kansas City. And, you know, I think just one thing is it's going to come down to a couple play. This is obvious, but Kansas City plays close games. This is going to be, this is a bad game for angina, fingernails. It's going down to the wire. The overwhelming likelihood is it's going to be 4 minutes to go, and it's uncertain. And the part of the reason Kansas City has won two straight Super Bowls and now is in its seventh straight conference championship game, one short of New England's record, is they find a way at the end of games, and it's never over. Even Patrick Mahomes has ridiculous, it's just he has the ability, the clutch. I don't know if I believe in the clutch, but Patrick Mahomes has it. He's just amazing at producing in the final 4 minutes of a game.
The stats back it up. This team, Kansas City, has won 16 straight one-possession games. They were 11-0 in one possession games this season, which is just ridiculous. But it also speaks to the fact that, you know, this is likely to go down to the wire.
Yeah, here's another one. Patrick Mahomes has had 11 drives in the fourth quarter or overtime where his team was down by eight or less. He's produced one punt, five go-ahead TDs, five game-tying field goals. It's never over. There's no time to feel comfortable. Really, the first meeting, 30-21, it was like a one-score game. It was a one-score game, and then Josh Allen, you know, had the rumbling, stumbling 26-yard amazing touchdown to put them up by two scores. So Kansas City lost that game, and it didn't blemish their one-score record. But 16 straight one-score games, I mean, the odds of that, it's an NFL record. I think the record for a Super Bowl team, a Super Bowl winner, the most one-score games a Super Bowl winner has ever won. Now, the Chiefs have 11 this year, is eight or nine. Giants, 86. Giants, 86, and the 2015
Broncos.
Peyton Manning. So, it's unbelievable. And there's no, if the Bills are up 14 with going over to fourth quarter, it is not a comfortable feeling. That's why Mahomes is who he is, and someone needs to go there and slay the dragon.
Yeah, so prepare now, Bills fans, to be anxious. Do anything you can, breathing technique-wise, to put yourself in a good place for this game, because it is going to be stressful until the very end, and then heartbreaking for one team, one way or the other.
Patrick Mahomes is great at protecting the ball. Josh Allen is great at protecting the ball. So the Chiefs have won eight straight games. They've gone eight straight games without a turnover, which is, you know, like in very small odds. The Bills have gone 21 straight games going back to last season without losing the turnover battle. So something has to give. Something has to give there. And again, one turnover, one or two plays, it's going to decide it.
Yeah, the Bills have feasted on takeaways this season, the Bills defense. So we'll see if they're able to continue that streak. We will have all of your coverage leading up to this game and from the game itself in Kansas City, of course, on BuffaloNews.com. So make sure you're reading along there and checking out our podcast online.
Treat your team to the most flavorful pizza on game day at Picasso's Pizza. Four great Western New York locations, Williamsville, West Seneca, Lancaster, and Blaisdell. Picasso's, we are Buffalo's Pizza since 1980. Order online today at picassospizza.net.